catch him. Hey, get it. Hey.
Bro, like, I don't sometimes you were saying, like, you just, like, ready to get everything together, like, you ready to leave, you ready to go and stick to it. I don't know, though. The only thing I'm kind of scared about is the camp thing. Like, them people. Up to hook since clock in the morning. Everybody up, flipping beds over and shit. Don't you gotta have that bed made by a certain time?
It's gonna be probably like 45 minutes to like do everything. Make your bed, shower, brush your teeth, shave, get your clothes on.
Like, god damn.
I even watch like Marine videos, even though I'm open to like being a Marine, bro, but like, bro, they deadly as fuck, bro.
The Marines, I heard they eat real good seafood. Big lobsters and shit.
Probably do. But like, I can't do like pull-ups. Yet.
For
real. I need to be able to upper body strength.
I don't know. Oh, excuse me. I can do pull-ups. I can definitely do it. And that ain't all right. It kind of is, though, because you lift for your body weight. But you're big, so. Shit, I'm trying to get big.
But people, I see people, they be drinking these, like, shakes and shit. They like supplements.
Get everybody the correct protein you need.
And I just, like, people, they be talking to me, they be like, Tyrone, why you sound like that? You sound like tired, like, all your energy gone. Shit, it probably be.
I think it's life.
I just be stressed out sometimes, man.
Yeah, I be stressed out too. I just feel like I get tired of everybody that's in my circle that always just do me wrong. Like, especially the person I love the most out of everybody that this shit.
Yeah, it's like how I see it. It's like, yeah, even my family, like, I love my family. But like, if shit just goes sideways, then, like, for instance, my daddy, like, I don't even really want to fuck with him.
Why you say it like that?
Because he did some messy shit. It's like, I can't do it. Yeah. Like, it don't matter. Like, you gotta, at the end of the day, you have to move on, bro.
You know, that shit, ever since that shit happened with my mom, my daddy called me on the day I found out my mama died, talking about I need two copies of her birth certificates. I'm sorry, her death, he need two copies of her death certificates so he could take both of them to child support and showing that she's deceased so he could get off. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, my mama just died and you really asking me for this shit right now?
Exactly.
What kind of fucking father is you? What kind of father asks his son, his only begotten son, to give him those two documents? In this time where I need the most love, because it's just like, this the second time this done happened to me, bro. Like, this done got out of hand for real. I got to get myself together. There's always something with family. It's lifestyle, everything.
Where can you go? Where can you go? Where can you go?
We're on podcast.
What the fuck is that?
Hmm? You said what?
What the fuck is that?
Podcast. You never heard of podcast?
No.
So, an app where you could, like, broadcast, like, you know how you do, like, radio interviews and shit like that? This is what this is.
So, I ain't know if people are listening.
They'll listen when you post it.
What the fuck?
I thought you seen it when I put it down. But anyway, yeah, like I was telling you, like, did I tell you that I did tell you that I found out mama was dead 12 days later. They found my mama in the house with maggots in her face. The worst day of my life. And everybody who I thought was going to be there for me did not be there for me. Nobody. Not even the person that I love most. The person that I love most just walked out on me, dog. Just walked out on me. I keep being stupid going back, but when you love somebody, it's just like, damn, you think a motherfucker could get the shit together. You know.
Who was this? They probably waiting to turn in right now.
Don't be pulling up like that.
Right.
Make me go loco for you. Right. With no tag. They ain't got no tag when they come. But yeah, like I was saying, there wasn't nobody that I was. And my little brothers and sisters being away from them sometimes that shit just, it made me so upset. I don't want to be around my siblings. I definitely.
Don't you got a brother and sister that live here?
Yeah, I got two brothers and two sisters.
Yeah, I know. So why you want to go see the ones that's here?
You said what?
Why you want to go see the ones that's here?
It's not that easy. Like, you know how them foster people is. Like, a nigga don't have time for that shit. I've been hurt one of theirs for real. Damn, that shit was good.
You still talk to him?
Yeah, I talk to him on video chat and shit like that. I just be feeling like this motherfucker gonna get together and still do the same thing. This is a time where I need, like, unconditional love. You know, I need to know somebody there for me. I need my friends. I need everybody's support because I feel like I'm falling. All this shit that I'm going through, dog, it's just, I know God won't give you nothing that you can't handle, but everything that I have endured over the years, dog, like, that shit has really took a toll on me. And I try so hard to pull it together, but sometimes I just can't keep it together. Sometimes you gotta let that shit out.
Sure.
In a heat of the moment,
I don't even want to know how I feel. Just even one of my parents died.
Yeah.
Like, even when my grandma died like that, that hurt me, bro. Granddaddy too.
That shit ain't no good feeling. It ain't no good feeling at all. Was your mama and your dad together when they had you?
Mm-hmm.
It was. Mm-hmm. What made them break up?
Just left.
Your dad just left?
Mm-hmm.
What be up with these daddies, man?
Stuff,
so. You be telling them no.
Nigga, you fucked up, bro.
Big time.
Back then and now.
Your mama didn't even want you around them, did
it? Not really.
No,
wants to be in your life, he'll be in life. He would have been in your life. So,
I can hear him saying it right now. I can hear him saying it right now. I could definitely hear her saying that.
She in Texas right now.
Oh, how long she gonna be in Texas?
I don't even know.
What's she down there doing?
With my auntie and uncle.
I know she having a good time. She took the plane. She probably was like, road trip.
This is the second time going.
For real? Mm-hmm. Why you go?
I wanted to. She didn't even tell me.
Oh, damn.
I didn't even know she was leaving. She told me one time she was going, but she ain't never given a specific date.
Oh, okay. I ain't gonna lie, though. Kiana cooked the hell out that upside down cake, man.
That's not an upside down cake.
That shit was good.
She said, strawberry dump cake.
What she had said?
That's what it was.
Oh, okay. She need to make another one of them.
I told y'all I like her lasagna. It had shrimp, sausage.
Damn, she put all that in there? Homemade lasagna, it was good, though.
I don't eat that shit.
You don't eat it? Because it got cheese in it. That's why you got to get them to make you a separate, or you could take the cheese off of it.
She do, like, layers.
Yeah. Tell her to put yours in one of them long pans. It's a long pan that come like this, and you can put layers in it. She can make you your own personal pan.
I cook mine with like marinara sauce or something like that to make it stick, cause it's just gonna like burn if I just put the cheese, the meat in there.
Yeah. The noodles gonna be like
frying in there. It's not as shit.
Yeah.
Alright. What the fuck is he gonna do?
Bro. I don't know. I want to go to the beach, but... I be doing that at home.
And,
I sneeze, I be like, ha!
That's my, boy, he nigga, before you be like, that nigga be mad as fuck.
Oh,
man, listen, my family is so fucking funny, dog. So my uncle Junior, when that nigga fart, oh my goodness, that shit be so stank. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I remember that shit as a child, like how stank that shit is. So now, listen, so my cousin and my uncle was in the truck together, so he was like, he had farted or whatever. So me, my cousin, my mom, and my sister coming from Olive Garden. And my cousin was walking to the truck, his wife, whatever. And me, my cousin, his name is Kurt, whatever. Me, my sister, and Kurt was in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And she was walking to the truck, and then she had stopped.
Right.
And then she had, like, you know, sway her dress or whatever. And then she had came to the truck. He was like, oh, I know that walk. He was like, you had to fart, didn't you? She's talking about, yep. I'm talking about, yep, shake that dress out. I'm like, what?
That was the funniest shit ever. I swear.
Oh, shit. I shake that dress out. Because you know that shit still lingers when you fart.
Right. That shit killed me when I had Pumante on that video.
What that is you talking to? You talking to Facebook?
Oh, well, that'll put me on now. I mean, she just zoomed off of that motherfucker.
Like, you talking to
him? Zoom. That's how she pulled off that bitch. My uncle just fiddling on her hand. She told me, ain't you finna be a married man?
Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Too many birds. Hey, bro, I just want better. I want better in life. I want to be up somewhere in my own jet.
I'm trying not. I don't want to be in this statistic where
there's nothing positive.
The black men who don't do nothing in America. Right. I'm not trying to be in that statistic, bro.
There's nothing positive in Jacksonville. Nothing but violence. Crimes going on, like.
But you can make shit out of shit that you don't have, but you just gotta be like committed, like. You gotta be putting in work. Like, I was committed before, like, I'm gonna say I was running. I run like far as shit, bro. Well, I run and walk. I ain't gonna lie, say I ran all shit, bro. I run and walk. I was studying. I stopped smoking. I was drinking water, cranberry juice. I should have been taking them pills. But, I was doing all that shit, bro. I was, mini working out in the house, doing that shit in the house. Like, it felt good, but, like, I just, like I told her, I felt like I was doing it for nothing. She was like, no, don't think that. You know, I just have to be patient. He's giving me time. And sure enough, like, I don't even really know how long. A couple weeks, almost a month, he responded. And it was like, when can you come take the test? I was like, what? Because I had just, like, well, not just done smoke. I had already done smoked a couple days before that. So I'm like, damn, bro. Now I done smoked. Now it's back in my system. Oh,
man. You know, you like, let me go again.
He told me. Stay at that shit, and I ain't gonna lie. I promised that nigga I'm gonna stop smoking. But I ain't trying to waste that man's time. And I don't want him to waste my time. But I'm like really ready to go. Like, this is all I've been wanting to do, bro. All my life. Well, majority of my life.
Right.
Since middle school.
Some people take care of your expenses. Like, bills paid, all that.
I'm just ready to see new things, bro.
I got bricks homemade. I'm ready to see new things, too. I'm gonna miss my brothers and sisters, though. I ain't gonna lie.
When you get up, get it. But you get right, you can go fight that case. Mm-hmm. You'll be stable. You'll have the funds, the housing,
right?
Transportation. They will be set.
What is
it? As long as you doing what you got to do, you know?
They don't bite. What do they got going on?
Yeah, all they might have bites, bro.
But do they have to ride close up on each other like that? We need to get this shit together. Come on, let it ride your stupid ass down. I'm cruising down the street.
I'm on my beach cruising head ass. On a road.
With the like baby boy. Yeah, I guess that's chapter one, y'all. Back at you.